Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Absolutely loaded hour here on the show. Every single game on the way, week 12 in the National Football League. All the latest injury news. I was going to do like line moves and injury news, and sometimes the wires get a little crossed. All the latest injury news and line moves and how I'm thinking about betting these games. We will get to that coming up momentarily. We're looking forward to that. All my bets for the college football weekend and analysis of these games, that is coming up as well. And in moments, I'm going to tell you how I'm betting Purdue versus Texas Tech tonight in a top 25 matchup in the Bahamas of the Baja Mar Championship, with the number one team in the country, Purdue, a 3.5-point favorite against the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. But first, let's find out what everybody's got going on this weekend. We welcome into the show, I actually would like to go first to our technical director, Tyler Morales, who is in Nashville right now at an Airbnb with all his friends. He is working, which is crazy. And I think he got really messed up last night. And I know, because he texted like 2:00 in the morning with a picture. I can't repeat like what was in his hand in the picture. Nothing illicit or illegal. Just to say that. Nothing terrible. It's not like a crack pipe in his hand. That's not what it was. But Tyler, I'm a little surprised that you're here like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on the show today. How was last night before we get to tonight?
Yeah, I'm sorry about those texts last night, by the way. I realized I was blowing everybody's phone. But all right, good.
Then no, it was totally fine. We loved it.
All right, I'll do it again. It was awesome. Yeah, we got home at 2:30. I was just kind of just roaming the streets. I guess we were at Broadway, I guess the town's called, with me and my buddies drinking, listening to live music, doing what people do out in Nashville. It was a lot of fun. Maybe drank a little too much. Maybe, might have puked over a balcony, maybe.
But no, you did?
Yeah, at our Airbnb. I did one of the things I sent you in the photo, and that messed me up at the end of the night, and I...
Tyler smoked weed. It's not that big a deal. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not really.
Do you mind that I said that? Do you care?
Yeah, it's not. No,
it's legal.
And then I did.
It's legal.
Yeah, I did that, and I puked a little bit over the balcony. My friends laughed at me. And that was it. And I went to sleep. I went to sleep on this couch behind me. Didn't even make it into the bed. Just went to sleep on the couch.
That is a good night. I'm trying to find. Okay. Let's bring Jake on here. So Tyler texted this to us. Quote, at a bar. Tyler's at a bar. Quote, Tyler Morales, 10:04 p.m. Eastern time. I keep getting yelled at by these ladies because I don't know the music that's being played. I'm about to request Here I Am. Which is Rick Ross and who, Tyler?
Nelly.
Which is Rick Ross and Nelly. I'm guessing that this is all like country music being played at this bar in Nashville. I'm about to request Here I Am. I'll get kicked out of this place. Jake, what do you think of Tyler's game without having seen him in action last night?
0 out of 10. A lot of notes. Here are these ladies catcalling me from across the bar. I'm going to get kicked out.
Tyler?
It wasn't that at all. These ladies were like 50
years old. Yes,
it was. 55 years old.
So what?
And
that definitely was.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, go on. Okay.
They were like, you're not dancing. Get out of the way. That's what they told me in like a couple of months. And then they just kept talking. I was like, I don't know the music. I don't know what you want from me.
They probably want to dance with you. Dummy.
Yeah, but I know the music.
Right?
I knew the Tom Petty song that was playing, and that was about it. I didn't know anything else.
Okay, so you were drunk. You can't just, like, dance? Okay.
There's a beat, Tyler.
I wasn't interested. I'm going to be honest, I was not interested. And, like, whatever they were trying to sell me, I was not interested on.
So, listen, I have had nights where I've gone out and, like, not talked to girls and, like, done the thing where it's, like, you just, like, look at them and then you just don't. I've been there. I think we've all been there. Maybe not. Maybe not everybody, but I certainly have. Tyler, how many girls did you talk to last night in Nashville? Be honest.
2-3 wasn't that many. We kind of just drank a ton and like roamed the bar. It wasn't that crazy. The people they approached.
What was the best conversation you had with the female? Like, what was it? Do you remember it? Did you black out or no?
When I got home, I did. I really didn't get blacked out. I just kind of just puked over a balcony. But it was just a back and forth. They told us where they were from. Granted, they were like 50 years old. I was not interested in any of this. But,
so are these the only women you talked to were the 50-year-olds?
No, there was a couple of someone else at another bar, but it wasn't like, you know, I'm having full on conversations like, oh, what's your name, where you're from, wasn't doing all that.
Why not?
I drank like so much I couldn't even probably spell my own name last night.
Jake?
Just being honest.
I actually don't hate that move. Night one,
I don't
test
either.
The waters. It's Thursday,
with your boys.
So, like, you know, you got Friday, Saturday ahead. I actually don't hate that move.
I would like for Tyler to text us tonight. Do you agree, Jake?
Please God, yes.
If you want me to, I will give you, usually when I drink, I just start talking to everybody. That's my thing. So you guys will get texts. Maybe you'll get pictures of random people. I will update you guys throughout the whole night.
Photo documentation? Absolutely.
I would love nothing more than like to wake up in the middle of the night, because I'm going to bed at like 9 tonight, and like, and see pictures of random people. I mean this sincerely. Like, I would actually love this.
Let's do it.
Bill, does it hurt your feelings that you were not on the text message chain?
That is exactly where I was going with this. Tyler's blowing up phones. He's not blowing up my phone. So I was clearly just shoved aside. You know, I understand I'm old. I understand I'm not as hip, not as cool as these Gen Zers. But, you know, it hurts a little. I'm not going to lie.
It's me, Femi, and Jake were on the text.
So Mike Brown and myself. Now, Tyler's just like, all right, these two losers are going over here. They don't need to be a part of this group chat.
Tyler, do you think Bill's either a loser, B, a narc, or C, not cool enough to be on the text chain, or D, something else?
Or D, all of the above.
Yeah, or D, he is actually all of those things.
And if it's D, explanation needed.
Yes, please.
No, as my friends, some of my friends start walking up to this room. No, the last text group I had was you three. So I just responded to the text chat. Yeah, there's my friend Brandon behind us just walking around. He's waving, had a seltzer in his hand. But it was like the last group chat. I think Nick texted something to me, Femi, and Jake. So I responded in that chat. I didn't want to put it in their work chat. You know, I'm professional. So I just, you know, it's you three. It was the last text. You texted us earlier that day about something, or maybe like 2 days ago. I responded in that chat.
Yeah, you know what? We'll leave that alone.
Yes.
Jake, what do you have going on tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to do a whole lot of nothing. Going to be doing some prepping for the Better Angle tomorrow with Kate Constable, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time right here on the BetMGM network. But tomorrow and Sunday, we got big days ahead. Saturday, a couple of my high school friends who I haven't seen in a while, going to meet up with them. One of them just bought a house in the South Loop, south side of Chicago. So going to go there, going to hit a bar for sure, obviously. And we'll see what we do. Maybe go to a secondary location, possibly even a third. Probably multiple beverages.
Will the bar be above ground?
Well, hold on. Wait, just real quick, because Tyler's off camera right now laughing hysterically. Tyler, what's happening?
No, me and my buddies were sweating the over in this BYU-Wisconsin game. Everyone just left because we thought we lost. And my friend just comes up and told me we won the bet. So that's what he was telling
me. Oh, wow.
And apparently there was a wild sequence at the end. So that's also, all that was. That's all that was.
Also, you can turn your camera off now.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye. Jake, please continue.
No, that's about Saturday. That obviously will all be after the Better Angle. But to answer Bill's question, the first bar will probably be above ground. Second and third, that's where things probably start to move below ground, if I had to guess. And by guess, I mean definitely. Sunday, big day. We have a huge three major things on the docket. Haircut first, because I am mangy as hell right now.
You, and my guy's you been need on vacation. One, dude. And you're like, you're handsome enough and you're in good enough shape that like you can get away with it, but like it's not great at the moment.
No, it's really bad. My guy's been on vacation for a couple weeks.
And also like, and I listen, just my opinion, like your chest hair is horrifying to me. Like other people don't have to feel that way. I think it's atrocious.
Well, Nick, to the demographic that it does matter usually plays pretty good Yelp reviews on that one in my experience, in my 28 years of life. Second, after the haircut, we have a turkey bowl with the squadron, with the friend group. We're going to do some 8-on-8. We have a full 16, which is going to be pretty awesome. Hopefully I will not severely injure myself. As people remember, I shattered my ankle getting off a boat earlier this summer. And then third, the turkey bowl rolls right into a Friendsgiving. So there will be a lot of alcohol involved from 6:01 p.m. Central Time tomorrow after the Better Angle, probably for the next 36 hours after that.
You bet on this Friday. I texted this, I think, in the group chain that Bill was not on last night. And I really mean it. Like, and this is not, I mean this. This is not to insinuate. Like, I'm exceptionally happy. Like, I love my wife. Like, I make jokes on the show. Like, marriage is great. People, honestly, like Jake, like, you want to be a talk show host? As your career moves on, you should get married. Because, like, it is an infinite well of content. Noted. It's just like there's something every day happens that you can talk about in your marriage. Anyway, I love being married. I love my wife. I love my daughter. Like, I love my family. I'm very happy with my life. With that being said, though, I like significantly, because, like, when I was Jake's age, I lived in Astoria, which is like a part of Queens, where it's like a lot of young people live there and a lot of Greeks. And there's a ton of bars, and all my friends lived there. And we would go out like every Friday and every Saturday night, and it was awesome. I just get trashed, man. And just like Tyler said, I used to roam the streets. I had a friend named Mark, I won't say his last name, who used to like drink red wine until his teeth were stained purple like a stained glass window. And we would literally be out roaming at like 4 a.m, just like looking for girls. And he is a massive sports fan and would walk. I'm not joking. If my friends were here, they would corroborate this. He would like walk up to girls and go like, Jim Boeheim, Syracuse basketball, Jim Calhoun, UConn. This is a true story. I just really miss all of this. And
what
Jake,
would you say his hit rate
Tyler,
was on that, Nick?
He hooked up with this girl one night that was like meant for me. That my friends wanted to set me up with her. I tried to have a conversation with her, and I felt like I was speaking to, like the exorcist. She was, like, speaking in tongues. She was so drunk.
That rocks.
She was like, I was like, okay, like, not for me. See you later. Like, I'm going to go to jail, like, if this goes down. Just, like, this is the thing about youth, right? Bill knows this, because he's old as dirt. I'm kind of old, too. Like, you can understand. It's like when you become a parent, for me, it's like everyone tells you how great it is. You won't believe how much you love this little person, how much it changes your life. And it's not that you would ever hear people say that and think they're lying, right? You think they're telling the truth. But you have no idea how true it is until you're in that moment. And like, as you get older, and like Jake, you'll see this as you get older, or Tyler, Bill knows this, as you age, you have these moments where you realize that like you can't possibly know when you're 28, like Jake is, what I know at 42 or what Bill knows at 64. You like, you're never going to know this. Jake, you and Tyler, you guys have no idea. You are smack dab in the middle of the good old days right now. And you need to hold on to the son of a bitch for as long as you can. Because when it's gone, it's gone. So you better enjoy this, Jake. I wish I could have... I have weekends like that like once a year now.
Preach.
Oh, Nick, I thought of you when I was outside the crappy dive bar last weekend having a drunk cig with one of my boys. And I thought of you, and I'm just sitting outside in the cold, just ripping a, this is so disgusting, ripping a Marlboro Red outside this disgusting dive bar.
Cowboy killers. Yeah.
And the next day, my friend texts me. He goes, "Hey, little guy." And it's just a picture of the smashed cigarette box on his counter. And I was just like, never show that to me ever again.
No, I love that. I love that. Bill, what do you got cooking this weekend?
I mean, I don't have any big plans. I mean, tonight we're definitely going to smash the pen. We're going to probably eat something irresponsible. And, you know, then we'll see what the rest brings on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, there you go. Not Bill's going to get high and eat. That sounds awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Bill won't be on the group chat. On the group chat. Is Addie here? Addie had to restart her computer.
Silence.
I guess the answer to that question is no.
I'll defend Tyler for the group chat thing really fast. I know we only have like 40 seconds, but Bill turns every group chat green, and you just can't have it. It's a bad look. You can't have the green
Bill,
bubbles
get an iPhone,
in the group
Bill.
Chat. It's
yeah.
brutal.
Get
Androids
iPhone,
are better.
Bill.
100%. Discrimination also, against Android users. That is what this world is against.
That's exactly right.
Rightfully
like,
so.
I love everyone except for Android users. Also, like, we'll be like talking about like drunken nights, and Bill will send, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a text that Bill would send, like a tweet saying
UNC
that,
coaching updates.
Yes, like yes, yeah, or like a tweet saying that like Lane Kiffin's plane just landed in Gainesville while Tyler's talking about being wasted in Nashville. College football and NFL bets on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to all the NFL bets, all the college football bets, and Purdue, Texas Tech in a moment. But to, just like in the, hey, like, what do you got going on this weekend theme? So I'm going to bed tonight. Yeah, I'm tired. And yeah, I have a kid. Tomorrow, my wife and I are going to a cooking class in the morning. How about that? We're making homemade pasta from 10:30 to 1:30. And then I'm going home to take care of my daughter, watch college football for a few hours, and then do some work for my Sunday shows. And then I go to bed. And then I'm back here on Sunday morning. So put your little hand in mine. Ain't no better mountain you can't climb. Oh, yeah. I love it. But yeah, so, you know, hang out with my wife, hang out with my kid. Hashtag, this is 42. Is Addie with us? See, she just entered our chat. Addie, are you here? Going once? Would you like to speak on the air?
Hi, sorry, I had six
instead of typing yes.
Well, hi, how are you? I just didn't want to just join. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I would love to know what you have planned for this weekend.
So tomorrow morning, I'm running a 5K because I do that every Saturday now.
Is that true? Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I hate running, so I force myself to do it every Saturday.
How long is a 5K? Like 2.5 miles?
3.1.
Okay. Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, so I do that, and then I have Inside the Betting Lines because I produce Wagertainment, you know, every single day, and then I got to work a Caps game. So really living the dream.
That is good. Well, Addie, how old are you? 23?
24.
You're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Addie. Would
you like to be on the text chain that Tyler Morales will have tonight as he's updating everybody about his night out in Nashville? Would you like to not be on that?
A bunch of 30-year-olds out in Nashville. I think I'm okay, actually.
Honestly, I think it's for the best. I co-sign that. Okay. And with that, Mike Brown, would you like to... Mike, what do you have going on?
Well, real ones know that I recently became a host, so this weekend is... you know, good old-fashioned renovation work around the house. So, yay me.
I have to be honest, Mike, and, like, what I'm about to say is true about me. You do not strike me as, like, the home renovation type.
Hey, I was on Tech Crew in high school for 3 years, you know. It's, right now, it's the boring stuff, so, you know, pulling up carpets, seeing what the hardwood floors are like.
You could put, like, a projection screen together. You're gonna, like, put, like, grout in and stuff?
No, like Tech Crew for the school plays. I built sets, hung lights.
Oh, okay.
Painting, spackling, all that fun stuff.
All right. Mike Brown has more life skills than me. You'll learn something new every day. Thank you very much to the crew for what you've got going on this weekend. I enjoyed that very much. And I'm looking forward to all of Tyler's texts tonight from Nashville. Okay, I guess we have to talk about sports again. Okay, college basketball tonight. Purdue and Texas Tech. Baja Mar championship game. This game's going to be sick. I think Purdue is the best team in the nation. I talked about it last week after their win against Alabama, and I'm not shaken by last night's game when Purdue played against Memphis and was trailing with less than 6 minutes to play, ended up winning by 9. Fletcher Lawyer ended up coming up big for Purdue. Braden Smith did not have a good game for the Boilermaker shot, 2 of 14. Texas Tech last night, the 15th-ranked team in the nation, barely squeaked by Wake Forest, 84-83. And Tech has been drawing interest in the betting market today. And I see on the screen right now that Mike Brown posted with all the games that the 3.5 is juiced towards Texas Tech right now. So maybe this will come down to 3. Here's how I'm going to play this game tonight. I think you're going to get a way better Braden Smith game. I think Purdue is the best team. And I don't know if Purdue's going to win by margin tonight. I think Texas Tech is really good and very well coached. So what I am going to do is take the Boston Celtics money line tonight at home against the Brooklyn Nets. Where I think the Nets, as I've talked about many times, are absolutely brutal. And I would like to parlay the Boston Celtics with Purdue on the money line. And right now, that will get you at about minus 125. So Purdue Celtics 2-team money line parlay for me tonight. That's how I'm choosing to play college basketball. And unfortunately, unlike last weekend, when we had like a sick game on Friday, sick game Saturday, sick game Sunday, we do have a couple ranked games the next few days in college hoops, but Feast Week starts next week, and we'll be doing a lot of it on the show on Monday. And so we'll be working Monday through Wednesday, off Thursday and Friday. We'll do a lot of college basketball. There are awesome ranked games coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, ranked v. ranked. We'll talk about those games then. It does make the weekend this weekend a little worse in terms of the college basketball. Okay, let's get to some college football here. Jay, can we get the music, please? Just real quick. Jake, when you smoked that Marlboro Red, like, did you cough afterwards? Because, like, I feel like I have iron lungs, and I would cough after a Marlboro Red.
Hell no. Went inside and had a Jameson shot right after.
Yeah, that's, like, real man stuff. I fall short of that. Pun intended. Let's talk about some college football for this weekend. Not the best slate in terms of games, but potential for some upsets and potential for some chaos coming up on Tuesday in the next set of college football playoff rankings. Remember, we are not far off from Selection Sunday, which is December 7th, when we will find out the official bracket in the college football playoff. And as an aside, whenever I say December 7th, I think of FDR's speech after Pearl Harbor, because I had to do it for speech and debate class, or oratory, whatever. I used to know the whole thing. It was yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. The Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? I don't know. Anyway, college football for this weekend. I talked about it on Monday. I think Oklahoma, the win against Alabama last week, was fraudulent. And John Mateer is like the box of chocolates in Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get. Is he going to play well? Is he going to play poorly? I have no idea. Here's what I do know. I think Oklahoma is vastly overvalued because of the fraudulent win against Alabama. Now, at 6.5, I don't like that nearly as much as 7.5, which is the number we talked about literally all week here on the show. All week, 7.5. I think Mizzou is live in the game, even if Prabula is not going to start, and Colin Wilson on earlier said he thinks it'll be Zollers. You could give me 50 chances to guess his first name. Matt Zollers? I don't know. Mizzou plus 7.5, and I have backed it up with a bet on Mizzou to win the game. Mizzou money line, Mizzou plus 7.5 against Oklahoma. Colin Wilson talked about Miami against Pitt next week, and that Miami, like, never goes and wins games like this. Kind of a similar spot for Miami tomorrow on the road at Virginia Tech. And obviously, like, Hokie Nation fired up right now because James Franklin's going to be the team's next head coach. Miami needs... This is like a BCS game for Miami. Like, they can't just win. Like, if they win this game, like 17-14, it's not going to be great for their playoff chances. They need to win, like, 50-3. And they know that. Even as, like, Mario Cristobal sometimes, like, you look at him, and he's got that glazed over expression, and he probably has, like, a box of rocks in his head where his brain should be. You think that he has to know, right? He has to know that they have to win this game by a million. I think they're up to the task. Small bet for me on Miami laying it 18.5, the number at BetMGM at Vatek. If the number's 10.5 and it is right now for USC at Oregon, give me the Trojans. I think Oregon's overrated. I think Oregon's on upset alert both tomorrow and next week against Washington. And I think Lincoln Riley and Jaden Maiava and Makai pulled up in a lemon. Wait a minute. I think they're going to get this going here. Big time. Yes, Oregon's pass defense is good. This is not like Northwestern they're playing, or like Iowa that they're playing here. This is USC with NFL wide receivers. Give me USC plus the points. And I may bet Makai Lemon over 99.5 receiving yards. If I do, it'll be small. The look-ahead spot. To end all look-ahead spots. And worth noting, Colin Wilson brought up Rutgers being a look-ahead spot for Ohio State next week to Michigan. I could see that. But Michigan's the team that really, like, it's a big look-ahead spot for them. Because they've got to win. Like, Ohio State can lose and still make it. I'm going to take the points with Maryland tomorrow. Fear the turtle. I like turtles. Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. And I will ride with Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvat. Last week, Horvy, as the kids call him. I think Addie calls him Horvy. She's 24. Horvy texted me last Saturday and said, I have an ad to the card. I think Arizona is going to beat Cincinnati. And I said, honey, I have to place this bet. Can you please ask me this question again in 30 seconds? And then I said, good enough for me. And I bet Arizona, and they won outright. Mr. Saturday, earlier in the show, gave us Cincinnati plus the points against BYU. I want to wait to see if we get a 3 with the Bearcats, and I will ride with Ryan Horvat on Cincy against BYU. And my prediction, and it's a little out there, just what I think could happen in the college football playoff rankings this week, I don't think it's outside the realm that Oregon loses and Oklahoma loses. And if BYU loses also, Utah, Miami, and others really stand to benefit. I think this could be, I know there aren't great games, I think this could be like a really noteworthy Saturday in college football. And those are the college football bets. And now we get to close the show with the National Football League. Jake, please lay down the music. I just got an email. I got a couple like news emails, like breaking news emails and just like the world of life. Donald Trump heaps praise on Zohran Mamdani and New York's future. After months of warning voters against Zohran Mamdani, President Trump said he found common ground with the mayor-elect in an Oval Office meeting. When's the meteor coming? We begin our Week 12 NFL Sunday betting sojourn at Lambeau Field, as the Packers host J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings, Jonathan Greenard, Ryan Kelly questionable, Josh Jacobs, we don't know if he's going to play for Green Bay. I think I'm going to bet the Vikings and back it up with a money line wager, where I think J.J. McCarthy is percolating. I think the cement might be ready to dry. I think that cork might be ready to pop. Oh, yeah. The neurological pathways are being rewired, and the Green Bay Packers are, as the kids say, mid. Never the Packers for me. Vikings or nothing. I might just bet Vikings plus points and money line. I'll talk about it on Sunday morning. Steelers and the Bears at Soldier Field. The Bears are down all their linebackers. Literally, all of them are out. Aaron Rodgers is questionable. Cam Hayward questionable. Alex Highsmith doubtful. I would like to bet the Chicago Bears in this game. That is my betting interest in this game is Chicago. But I'd like to see what the injuries have in store coming up on Sunday morning. I would like to bet the Bears, and I will almost certainly bet Luther Burden over receiving yards. He finally overtook Olamide Zaccheaus as the Bears' primary slot receiver last week. Burden over receiving yards. I would like to bet the Bears. I may not. We will see. I'll talk about it on Sunday, but it looks like Bears are nothing for me against Pittsburgh. Patriots and the Bengals in Cincinnati, New England, a touchdown favorite on the road. Total 51.5. Joe Burrow's official designation is questionable. I don't think he's playing. Based on the fact that this number has gone up to 7, we'll know for sure coming up tomorrow. Trey Hendrickson is out. Samaje Perine's doubtful. That's good for Chase Brown fantasy owners. Ramondre Stevenson is questionable. If he plays, obviously he eats into Travion Henderson's workload. I don't really like anything in this game. I wanted to, and Femi and I have talked about it with Rob Pizzola yesterday. We wanted to bet the Patriots once Joe Burrow was announced as in and the number crashed down to 3.5 or 4. We're not going to get that opportunity. And Ja'Marr Chase is not playing in the game. Tyler did not write that. Chase is suspended. Good job, Tyler. No bet for me on this game, very likely, with the Patriots and the Bengals. And Giants and the Lions. I can be quick on this one. Jackson Dart is out with the concussion. Jameis Winston will start. Paulson Adebo out. Kayvon Thibodeau out. Terry and Arnold, Kirby Joseph out for the Detroit Lions. Here's what's happening. The Lions are going to win by a million, and the game's going over the total. The Lions are going to run all over the Giants, and it's going to set up the play-action passing game. And even with Sam Laporta out, here's Jameson Williams. I'm going to bet Isaac Tesla anytime touchdown in this game. Maybe over receiving yards also. Again, no Laporta. How are they going to replace him? Is it the next big thing? Brock, right? And tight ends? I think not. Let's own the libs with Tesla and pour yourself a shot of J-Mo. Like Jake Hassan and light up a Marlboro Red. Lions win. Lions win big. My favorite bet in the game, over 50. We get the patron saint of overs, Jameis Winston at quarterback for my New York football Giants. On the other side, Brad Evans joins his favorite bets for Week 12 NFL Sunday and the rest of my thoughts on the card, including the Chiefs and the Colts at Arrowhead and the Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to Dole out before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the rest of my thoughts on Week 12 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests joined us, Colin Wilson, Action Network, Big Bets on Campus podcast, and the great Ryan Horvath, Mr. Saturday from BetMGM Tonight, and the Saturday morning tailgate kickoff, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our tactical director, live from Nashville, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. I kind of envy Jake's weekends. Our tactical director is Tyler. Our associate producer is Addie. It's Friday, and it's late November. Sorry. Our associate producer is Addie Bates. Our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours. It's BetMGM Tonight, featuring the aforementioned Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the wonderfully bald and excellently loquacious Brad Evans. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo. Happy Friday to you, hombre.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday to you as well. Brad, in 30 seconds, because I got like nine NFL games to do, give me your thought on Tech Purdue tonight in the Baja Mar Championship and your one favorite bet coming up for Week 12 NFL Sunday.
All right, very simply, I took Texas Tech yesterday at +4.5. Immediately when that line opened, Purdue has been very unimpressive to me. We're going to see what version of Braden Smith we get. He had an off game last night. Of course, they got the bigs to try to counteract arguably the best big in the country in JT Toppin. But the kickout game, because Toppin is an excellent passer, if Christian Anderson and company are knocking down their shots, as Tech is a collective shooting 37% for three, that will be the difference of whether or not they win or they lose. So I like Texas Tech +4.5. And give me Andre Yoshivas. I'll take the over on 32.5 receiving yards. Way too low of a number. Of course, no Jamar Chase for the Cincinnati Bengals. Probably going to see anywhere between 6 to 8 targets against New England. Going to get a lot of Marcus Jones in coverage out of the slot, who's given up a 71.8% catch rate, over 109 passer rating as well. So Yoshivas, who has gone over 32.5 receiving yards three times this season, I think he's going to obliterate that number. It could be a 60-yard game for him. So I feel it is an extreme value. I'm going to ride Yoshi, also my favorite Mario Kart character, hopefully to some dollar bills, y'all.
I was a big Yoshi fan also in Mario Kart. Also, for someone that did TV for as long as you did, you literally like never hit time cues. It's actually unbelievable. We love you anyway. Have a great show tonight, my friends. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Texas Tech and Purdue on the under. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here. And I know Brad did TV for a long time. They're in your ear constantly, 15 seconds. Brad runs through the stop sign every time. It's kind of like a bit on the show. Okay. Thank you to Brad Evans, Brad and Ryan coming up tonight on Ben. Oh, and just on, if Brad's still here, Brad, I have a thought on the Bengals game. You like Yoshi? I like Mitchell Tinsley a little bit, and I'll be betting Mitchell Tinsley anytime touchdown. We'll talk about that coming up on Sunday on the show. Brad, have a great show tonight. All right. Jay, can we please drop the dope-ass beat? No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. All right, we move on with week 12 in the National Football League as I reopen my BetMGM odds board with the Seahawks and the Titans in Seattle. Seattle, a 13-point road favorite. Total in the game is 40. No Torrey Horton. Here's a who. For the Seahawks, Kenneth Walker is expected to play. Calvin Ridley's out for the season. Alec Ayamaner is out. This will be Chimeri Dike and Van Jefferson as the two receivers. I think Seattle wins this game by a million. I don't love laying big numbers like this. It'll be a small bet for me, but I will have a bet on the Seattle Seahawks. Chiefs and the Colts in Arrowhead, one of the biggest games of the weekend. KC, a 3.5-point home favorite. That is juiced big time towards Indy. The total in the game is 50. Daniel Jones is good to go and will start at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Treverius Ward is questionable as he continues to work back from a concussion. Isaiah Pacheco out for the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy questionable for KC. My sense is this number comes down to a flat 3 by kickoff on Sunday. And when that happens, I'm going to bet the Chiefs because it's like my version of Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit them. And in this version of Brokeback Mountain, you can drop the back. I'll be broke. Give me Kansas City, but I want to lay 3 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Ravens and the Jets on Sunday in Baltimore. Ravens, a 13.5-point home favorite, but that number is shaded and juiced towards the Jets. Total is 44.5. Tyrod Taylor starts for Gang Green. Garrett Wilson on IR. Lamar Jackson, good to go. No injury designation. Now, you know, we had pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola on the show yesterday, and he talked about maybe betting the Jets just because the Ravens offense since Lamar has come back has not been that electric, hasn't been that great. So maybe it's a little bit of a big number. I kind of don't think it's good or big enough. Ravens or nothing for me. We'll talk about it more on Sunday. To the afternoon slate. Raiders and the Browns in Las Vegas in the Shedeur Sanders Bowl. Las Vegas, a 4-point road home favorite. Total in the game is 36. And just remember this. The Raiders were 3 on Monday. They got humiliated by the Cowboys on Monday Night Football, and now are 4 against the Cleveland Browns, if you wanted to know what the betting market thinks of Shedeur Sanders. I said on the show on Monday, when the number was 3, Raiders -3, I almost don't care what happens in the game tonight. There's no way this number is going to be 3 if Shedeur is starting. Lo and behold, Shadur's not starting, and the number is 4. Which doesn't mean the Browns can't or won't win, just that. You know, if you want to make your bet on Shedeur Sanders, go for it. I would like to bet against him. I did. I have Raiders -3 on Sunday against the fighting Shedeur Sanders of Cleveland. Jaguars and the Cardinals in the desert. Jacksonville, a 3-point road favorite. Total in this game, 47.5. Brian Thomas Jr. is out again. Honestly, like, he should Venmo me money for fantasy football this year. Trevon Walker is out. God, that's no good. Marvin Harrison Jr. out. Trey Benson out. Baron Browning out. Amari DiMercato all out for the Arizona Cardinals. If this number is going to be 3, the bet has to be Arizona. Jacksonville did bounce back in a big way last week, slamming the Chargers after the fourth quarter collapse in Week 10 in Houston against the Texans. But you're going to give me 3 here? I do think Jonathan Gannon's a good defensive coach. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. No Brian Thomas Jr. Haven't made the bet yet. If I had to bet the game, give me the Arizona Cardinals plus the 3. Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas. Oh, yeah. This is one of the best games of the weekend. Philly down to a 3-point road favorite. Total in the game, 47.5. Lane Johnson is out. That's no good for Philly. Cam Jurgens is questionable. Jadeveon Clowney, questionable for the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody, all you sons of bitches, everybody, yeah, rock your body, yeah, you all love the Cowboys. Every time I look up at the TV, open social media, go to Instagram, listen to shows, read what people have written. Dallas. Everyone loves the Cowboys. All these people have failed to consider a very, very, very important facet of this game. The Eagles basically never lose. You're going to give me a 3 here with Philadelphia. Hell, let's wait and see where this number goes on Sunday. I like this Cowboys defense. I like Dak Prescott. I love the Eagles. I'll be on the other side here. Let's wait till Sunday and see where we end up, and I'll be on the Philadelphia Eagles. Falcons and the Saints, the toilet bowl from New Orleans. The Saints' 2-point home favorites total in the game is 40. Drake London is out with the PCL sprain. Michael Penix Jr. is out for the year. Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris should both be out of a job. Kirk Cousins will be the Falcons' starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. Alvin Kamara questionable for the Saints. What the hell are we supposed to do here? Is it possible that Tyler Shuck is better than Kirk Cousins? At this stage of Kirk Cousins' career, post-Achilles tear, he can't move, he can't complete the forward pass, Drake London's out. I could never bet the Saints here. I still like the Falcons' defense. Probably no bet for me on this game, Atlanta and New Orleans. And we will close. Sunday Night Football, Rams and the Bucks in L.A. Rams, a 6.5-point home favorite, might go to 7. Total is 49.5. Bucky Irving is out again for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another guy who doesn't care about our fantasy teams. Selfish jerk. Hassan Reddick out for Tampa. Jamel Dean out for Tampa. Chris Godwin is expected back. You know, I said earlier in the week, I think I'm going to like the Bucs if Godwin and Irving play. And look, we're going to get one of the two. Looks like Godwin's going to play. I guess my concern about this game, I don't know how the Bucs are ever getting stops on defense. I think if you like Tampa, you should bet the over. I may end up laying 6.5 with the Rams. That's where I stand with this game right now, would be the Los Angeles Rams laying the points. I have not made a bet on the game just yet. Best bets for Sunday as it stands right now. The Eagles, but I want to lay a number better than I have now, at least with better juice. Minus 18 is the price at MGM. Love the Eagles. The Kansas City Chiefs, 3. Has to be 3. And over 50 with the New York Football Giants and the Detroit Lions. And I'll see everybody on Sunday morning. In closing, I have this to say. It's my public service announcement to everybody. Next week is Thanksgiving, and it's awesome. And it's like a national day of eating. It's like our country's salute to gluttony. I guess you could argue that's every day of the year because there are a lot of fat sweat hogs roaming this country. Fat, lazy pigs. But next week's Thanksgiving. And if you're like me or Jake and you have like crippling body dysmorphia and you care about the way you look, do yourself a favor and take it easy on the pizza and the fried food and the Pepsi Fuller this weekend. Save yourself a little bit for next week. You can't go into the holidays eating like a slob. You have to take it a little easy. You pace yourself a little bit. Maybe you pass on the onion rings this weekend, knowing that you have Thursday and Friday next week where you can just gorge and it is socially acceptable to do so. So that's my PSA. Don't be a fat slug this weekend. Be a little healthy, drink some water, maybe get on the treadmill, and you'll feel better about yourself next Thursday and Friday. I promise. I'll catch everybody Sunday morning on The Fan and then nationally with Sammy P. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.